Welcome and hello to all who like to listen to my snippets. This is Uta. Last week I found out something upsetting and actually quite dangerous. Drivers hire proxies to pass learner tests. That means someone else does the driving test for you. Well, experienced drivers are being hired by learners to impersonate them and take their practical driving tests because of long waits for exams, an expert has warned. Analysis by the BBC found that 15 people were caught posing as test candidates in Essex alone last year, and a further 127 incidents of cheating were uncovered in the county's theory test centres. Yeah, they are thinking, if I don't pass first time, it's going to be a very long wait until I get my next driving test slot, says Carly Brookfield of the Driving Instructors Association. They are calculating that risk and thinking it's worth cheating. Well, this leads to new drivers not knowing all the paper skills and all the proper skills and knowledge to do safe driving. Well, it is really scary. I mean, when you have drivers on the road, you think they all went through the whole rigmarole of the test and the driving test. And then you hear things like this. So it's, as I said, it's quite scary to think that some people have other people doing the test for them and then get in the car and think they can get on like this. Of course, extra costs for extra tests are involved with this decision, but that shouldn't be the case, not in case of driving. And all sorts of costs rise all the time now. So you have passport fees to rise to £94.50 in April. Passport fees will go up by almost 7% from 10th of April, the Home Office has said. The cost of an online passport application for adults will jump from £88.50 to £94.50, while fees for child passports will rise from £57.50 to £61.50. The fee for a one-day premium service will also increase to £222. Just to speed it up. That's enormous. How do I get from passports to beaches? Well, I have to mention holidays, don't I? Looking for a lovely beach holiday? Well, plastic beach waste is up by a tenth. 10%, yes. The amount of plastic litter on beaches around the UK increased by almost a tenth last year, volunteer beach cleans have revealed. The Marine Conservation Society said more than 15,000 volunteers picked up 750,000 pieces of litter across beaches in the UK in 2024, averaging 170 items per 100 metres of coastline surveyed, an increase of 9.5% on 2023. Plastic pollution remains a huge problem for our marine environment, the charity said. The conservation group said plastic fragments were the most commonly found rubbish on UK beaches, followed by single-use plastic packaging such as crisp packets and sweet and sandwich wrappers. Bottle caps and lids and string and cord were also among the most common items in beach cleans. And when you leave the motorway or the A500 and you look right and left, you can see rubbish piling up as well. So somebody actually should go and have a group of people cleaning this up and collecting all these plastic things, because we have wildlife there as well next to the roads. It's not just the beaches. Help everybody, everyone, to make beaches and side roads or sidewalks or stretches in woodland tidy. Collect your own rubbish. Bend down to collect. Walk the coastline, walk the fields, walk the woods. Well, that's more than just keeping fit, isn't it? Generation Z sees fitness as being part of their identity, and people are willing to protect their membership even if disposable income is squeezed, a gym boss has said. Well, exercise outdoors, at home, at no costs, that's free. Swim in the clean sea, but in safe waters. Yes, that's free. But don't get into danger. Lifeboat crew saved stranded teenagers. A lifeboat crew from Loo in Cornwall made their first rescue of the year when they helped four teenagers stuck on rocks after they were cut off by the tide near Millendrith Beach on Sunday, the RNLI said. Three of the four went into the water and were feeling the effects of the cold, the charity said. Well, I would say shallow waters are warmer than deeper ones. So what are turtles doing in Cornish colder waters? Warning on washed-up turtles. Yes, that's what you hear now. Residents in Cornwall have been urged not to put turtles washed up on beaches back in the water. Cornwall Wildlife Trust said the turtles could need urgent assistance. Bex Allen, Marine Conservation Officer, said Cornish waters can be too cold for marine turtles and asked people to call the charity if they find one. So, if you're in Cornwall or anywhere on a beach, if you happen to encounter a turtle on your UK holiday, please ring the Wildlife Trust. Misplaced animals or lost ones can have happy reunions, you know, not just being put back in warmer waters or back and reunited with owners, but this one, this story is a nice one. A cat was reunited with his owner after a decade. A cat that was missing for a full decade has been reunited with her original owner. The black cat named Candy had been reported missing in Rainham, East London, in 2015. But earlier this year she was dropped off at Wisteria Cat Rescue in Rochester in Kent, who were able to read her microchip and identify her. Investigations by the centre found, actually, that Candy had been living with an elderly man in Rochester. She had been brought in when the man had died. Miracles do happen, said Billy Devitt from the centre. Candy just looked at her owner and it was as if they'd never parted. Finding another home seems to be quite easy for cats, don't you think? A stork in Turkey, had other ideas for years. A dome from home, that was his home. On the top of a dome, yes. A stork named Vefali is nesting on the dome of a mosque in Beybert in northern Turkey. Vefali, who stayed in his nest for years after his mate died due to an electric shock and migrated for the first time last year, has returned to his nest, occupying the home on a dome. Well, calling a place or building your home is one thing. Being kept in one is another. Did you know you can visit now, even with your dog, a Shrewsbury prison? Yes, in Shropshire. And it's a dog-friendly place. If you have a wayward dog that needs bringing into line, a day out at Shrewsbury prison might just do the trick. This 18th century jail has held murderers and thieves behind bars and was the location of various executions between 1795 and 1961. Take a guided tour and explore its interactive exhibitions with the dog. If tales of the grim incarcerations here aren't enough to scare your dog into being a good boy or a girl, who knows what will. Well, shrewsburyprison.com gives you more information. This prison was closed quite a while ago, yes. But in an open prison, something worrying happened. Inmate flees after faking emergency. Police in Lancashire are searching for a prisoner who escaped from a prison van by faking a medical emergency. Jamie Cooper leaped from the GOAMA van after it pulled up on the M55 near Preston to deal with what his guards believed was an acute medical problem. Cooper then overpowered and evaded the escort officers and escaped from the vehicle, a spokesperson for GOAMA said. Lancashire police are searching for the prisoner, they added. Cooper, aged 33, is 1.7 metres tall with a medium build, and was wearing a blue coat and blue jeans. I bet he meanwhile changed his clothes. Well, I hope he gets caught soon. It's not a nice thought having somebody dangerous walking around. Nothing much to worry about this one now. This is not a thief. Well, it's classed as a thief, but it's a cunning little thief and not scary. It's a bulb thief, and it's a squirrel with light fingers. You will know why. A woman who'd noticed light bulbs were going missing from her garden set up a camera to capture the culprit, only to discover it was a squirrel. The bushy-tailed burglar took the bulbs from outside the home of Sophie O'Brien from Leaming Bar, North Yorkshire. After the first ones disappeared, Miss O'Brien got her camera ready to find out what was going on and snapped the squirrel with a string of them in his mouth. He must be decorating his little den with them, Miss O'Brien said. There were about 25 bulbs on a set, and he's so far taken the whole set. Squirrels don't get charged for electricity, do they? So what about this couple and their water bill? The couple's £40,000 bill is wiped clean. Oh, I bet they sighed of relief. You receive an invoice from your water company and it says, pay £40,000. Well, what would you do? An elderly couple who opened their water bill to find it came to nearly £40,000 have been told that they no longer need to pay it. Thames Water recalculated the £93,395 bill sent to 81-year-old Robert Smith of Abingdon, Oxfordshire. Instead, well, they pay now £168.11. Sounds more reasonable. The company completely cleared the balance and apologised for the distress and inconvenience. And Mr. Smith said that the bill was enough to give anybody a heart attack. As everything gets more expensive, one needs some extra income, don't you think? Well, a charity had an extra income because a charity shop's Bible sold for £56,000. Charity shop workers were in shock after a donated Bible sold at auction for £56,280. The text of the first Bible written in Chinese had been dropped off at an Oxfam bookshop in Chelmsford, Essex, and is dated between 1815 and 1822. Two volunteers put it up for auction with a pre-sale estimate of up to £800. And it sold for the £56,280. A big worry had been taken off a person's mind when this happened. A living liver donor saved a baby's life. What a gift of life that is. A rugby league player who donated part of her liver to save a baby's life has described the experience as absolutely crazy. Courtney Evans from Pontefract in West Yorkshire, who plays for Wakefield Trinity, had living donor transplant surgery 5 months ago. It is possible because the liver is able to regrow after part is removed, which in this case went to a child Evans had never met. She said, "I'm overwhelmed and joyful and glad that I got the opportunity to do this." Evans hopes to play in Wakefield Trinity's first match of the new season on 23rd of March. Well, do rising costs or health problems not let you sleep? What keeps Britons awake at night? That's the big question. "I can't get no sleep," declared the late vocalist Maxi Jazz in the 1995 rave anthem Insomnia by Faithless. In Jazz's case, he drew on personal experience of a painful dental abscess that kept him up all night. But a survey from Puka Herbs UK has revealed the wide variety of reasons that lie behind Britain's own sleeplessness. So the top 10 causes are: Number 1, overthinking. 50% of respondents think overthinking doesn't let them sleep. Number 2, work stress. Still 38%. Number 3, too much screen time, too close to bedtime. 4, money worries. 30% of people think that. Number 5 is social media consumption. Number 6, poor routine. Number 7, eating too late. Number 8, lack of exercise. Number 9, caffeine consumption. And number 10, snoring partner and or housemates. That's still 17%. And I think I'm a little bit of a reason for that as well when my partner can't sleep. I say goodbye to you with a quote of the day. And we were talking about costs early on. So money is something which worried also some people. That was number four in this, What Keeps Britain Awake at Night. So the quote of the day from the comedian Ross Noble is, don't do anything for the money. Don't do anything for the fame or the status. Do it because it will be enjoyable. So that's my goodbye. Goodbye from Uta.